This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Artificial intelligence on the farm is no longer a sci-fi dream, but a reality. But there are costs as well as benefits, as the Senate Ag Committee heard at a recent AI hearing. We will hear more about ag AI from industry experts next.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Dieselex Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Dieselex Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
Artificial intelligence on the farm could have major benefits in terms of helping farmers to do more with less help, therefore navigating labor shortages. The benefits are clear, according to UC Davis's Mason Earls, who co-leads the USDA-funded AI Institute for Next Generation Food Systems.
These national AI institutes are working on programs that aim to relieve labor shortages via AI-driven robotic harvesters and tree crops, monitor the health and stress of livestock using AI-enabled sensors, and predict climate and crop risk by building AI-accelerated models that could eventually be used to precisely control irrigation and nutrient emitters.
AI can also help farmers to target weeds with precision herbicide application, making for a more efficient tool to fight weeds. But with more technology comes more risk. Josie Marie Griffiths, president of Dakota State University.
Just before Russia invaded Ukraine, we saw pictures of tractors stuck in fields, unable to move because the systems had been attacked. And that created an impetus for us to do some work on trying to protect farm vehicles from similar kinds of attack that could occur from unfriendly states.
Deere & Company Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer Jamie Hinman says the Moline, Illinois firm already builds security into its software.
We then look towards external partners to help us do things like penetration testing. We partner with white hat hackers. HackerOne mm-hmm. would be an example where we do a bug bounty program. We pay for ethical hackers to try to hack into our systems and expose vulnerabilities before they become public so that we can remedy those.
Hinman says producers have the final say on data privacy. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.